org today.
I believe I could be anything.
Come to any Matches from today and donate a toy to help a foster child in your community. Not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
Hot 105. Hot 105.
Let me tell you now, people get ready. There's a train coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
For that train, picking up passengers, coast to coast. Keep open the doors and warm. There's hope among us, love the most.
Continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Empathy. Empathy is born out of the old biblical injunction or phrasing, love thy neighbor as thyself. That was from George McGovern. Good evening and welcome. I am Jill Tracy. Thank you for joining us tonight on Hot Talk, South Florida's number one community affairs show, each and every Sunday night from 11 to 1 a.m. We highlight the achievements and discuss the challenges of our community, the world, and more with you and an engaging panel of guests. And I invite you to join us as always. Have a seat and join the conversation. 888-550-9105. My jewels tonight are from George Stanley McGovern, the great Democratic historian, senator, and presidential nominee. Make America great again. He didn't say it, but Ronald Reagan did. Make America great again. We've heard it recently from Donald Trump, the president-elect, who this morning is tweet-shaming the cast of Hamilton, the most celebrated Broadway play about our very first president. Coincidence? One of my favorite jewels is those who don't know their history are bound and determined to repeat it. So here we go again, people. Making America great again. You know, the whole season we've been talking about exactly what period of time was Donald Trump referring to. And I think now with his first cabinet appointments, we know the time period Trump is wistfully in imaging. So people indeed get ready, because a great change is coming with this weekend's massacre of a San Antonio cop by a Black man, people get ready. For the policeman was shot to death during a traffic stop today. He was sitting in his car writing a ticket, and some random black man in a hoodie walked up, shot him twice, and killed the cop and drove away. And this tone in the country is exactly why "Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live" is the bridge we need in our community right now. Joining me tonight, please welcome back to Hot Talk, Terry Wright, director of Wright Funeral Homes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, and remind myself of that constantly. And along with Terry tonight is friend of the show as well, Blaze Carter. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. Just maintaining.
Yes, indeed. Well, Terry told me when he walked in that today actually marks the 9th month anniversary of you losing your son, King Carter.
Yes.
So our condolences are always with you in your family.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I imagine that it does not get any easier.
Nah.
But as you, as the time passes, what are your affections like today? Like, how do you feel? How do you reckon with the memory today?
It's a very down feeling, a heartfelt feeling. Well, 9 months ago, just thinking if she was pregnant 9 months ago, it could have been another child born today. King could have had a little brother, a little sister that he always wanted. The whole, like, he always told us, "Mama, have a baby." He always, "Mama, Daddy, y'all have another baby." And for him not to be here, his team won the Super Bowl last week. They won the Best of the Best championship yesterday. The Boom Squad doing things. And to see things gradually going in the good without him here is like, I can't seem to really appreciate the things that's coming. And I'm being honest with you.
Yeah. So being a part, you're working with Terry on Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live.
Yes.
What made you want to get involved?
I had to get involved. Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live. I'm sure before that happened to my son, that was a slogan that was embedded in him before, you know, his life was taken. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This something that every kid will want to say, that every kid need to embed into their speech when they wake up before they go to sleep. Don't take my life, let me live.
Yeah.
They're the future. If we take their life, it's going to be over before we know it.
Yeah. And with, you know, the impending changes in this country, I think more than ever, the organization is important, and the mission of bringing different parts of our community together, Terry Wright, is more timely than ever. So for those who may not be familiar with Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live, why don't you share with them a little bit about how you started the organization, exactly what your goal is with Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live?
It started with King Carter.
Mm-hmm.
When I got the call from the family, the Lord dropped in my spirit, "Don't take my life, let me live."
Mm-hmm.
And once he dropped that in my spirit, I said, we have to do something that more than just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to put some initiatives in place. And with that being said, I talked to Blaze and Monica, and we started Father's Day.
Mm.
And it was hard on him on Father's Day.
Yeah.
But he put the best foot forward with his grand marshal of the rally that we did in Miami, and we proceeded on to Fort Lauderdale. And we've just been working. The Eyes of God is one of the initiatives that's very important, because we have cameras on churches in those high-rated crime areas.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, people don't want to tell what they see.
Yeah, it's interesting, because during the election cycle, I spoke to many police in different municipalities who some say, oddly enough, some in Dade County say that, you know, snitching is not a problem. People do come up and they do come forward and they do share information. Some of those down south, on the other hand, and like, no, you know, we have a serious problem of people not telling. So when you and I talked and you told me about the Eyes of God, and that you, along with funeral directors around the country, are installing cameras on churches and in high crime areas to alleviate anybody's need to those who may be afraid to talk and, you know, those who know something and can't say anything. The eyes of God now in these places will tell the stories that have gone untold.
Correct.
And so now you have like a 5-part plan. That's the beginning of the mission of Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live, which we are kicking off next Saturday. Well, this Saturday, actually, at Virginia Key Beach. I love the idea of, well, I'll let you tell them what we'll be doing. So I love the idea that you came up with to set off lanterns, to shine the light for, you know, each one of our children, and individuals who have been lost to senseless gun violence. And so on Saturday, we'll gather with family members. Blaze and Monica will be there, along with several other people who have lost family members that lost their children, and to set off a light into the universe, and giving thanks for them being a part of our lives, and to set the intention to not have to, you know, tell the world, don't take my life, let me live, that we will work together to stem the violence that is prevalent in our communities. And considering the cabinet that Donald Trump is assembling, you know, the idea of unity within our community is not an idea anymore. It's absolutely necessary. I remember, Blaze, when you were here last time and you talked, it stuck with me for a long time when you talked about, you know, I have no, despite what has happened, I have no desire to leave my community.
Uh-huh.
And I just, you know, I thought, how does he translate that then to others? Like, how do you, that is such a powerful statement. I mean, you know, outside of, you've given a piece of your life, you know, yeah. A piece of your life was lost. And yet, you know, it never crossed your mind to leave the community where many others have fled for, you know, far, far, far less.
No, that's the problem. Many people go through tragic situations. A lot of people become better in financial positions where they get in a point of their life where they just leave. You can catch me still on 50th Street at Charles Hadley Park, right now 17th Avenue, at the trash pile, at the car wash, at the corner store. You can catch me in those places letting them know it's still love and it's still real unity, and I still care despite all the situations and the transitions my life have faced in the last 9 months. Mm-hmm. I could have easily ran it back into a corner. Because if it was all me, if I wanted to be selfish, I'd just back into a corner.
Right.
My testimony could help other people's story. Like, you know, long live Jada Page. Like, you feel
Amen.
What I'm saying?
Yep.
Her life was taken away after that, after my son, like, went to glory. So with that being said, we were able to go with Dominique and along with James and talk to them and console with them rather than going to see a counselor who just got a PhD in psychology and sociology who just could tell you from what they read being in those shoes.
Right. Yeah, because they're, you know, nobody can, I think it's comforting to them. To other parents, very much like with the work that Sabrina Fulton is doing with the Circle
yes,
of Mothers.
Yes,
because nobody knows that experience but you and someone who's been through it. And it was a really powerful thing for me to be able to see the Circle of Mothers and them share, you know, with each other, because it's got to, besides the fact that you lost your child, it has got to feel like you are just in the loneliest place on earth, because not many parents are not supposed to bury their children, you know, and not many people know that experience. And so, you know, it's even more important that you're extending yourself to go out and help and share with others, and through Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live. So now this is the kickoff sort of event for Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live, with the lantern release. And then how can, and I know how the funeral directors around the country and the churches around the country are involved, but how can the everyday citizen who really just wants to be a part use their voice, use their contacts, use their talents in some way to help?
Well, this is what my vision is. Like, Save the Kings and Queens is an organization that Blaze work with. We are working together. Mm-hmm. But also with the Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live, we formulated the Conquistadors. The Conquistadors are young men and women, ages from 8 to 17 years old, to be the voice mm-hmm. of the movement. Oftentimes we get to the point that we always telling our children what we want them to do, but we need to hear from our children. We need to hear their cry out to us.
Right.
They're going through some changes in the community, the school, the peer pressure. So in order to reach our children, we have to listen to our children. And most time we're too busy telling them instead of listening to them.
Most times.
Right.
I
believe, you know, Blaze is working with kids as well. So when we interact with our children, then we could, they need to know that they have love.
Right.
And sometimes we miss that point.
What do you think, Blaze, you know, in the work that you're doing with kids, what is the thing that you hear most from young people about what they feel they're missing?
They just missing genuine love. Like, when I was growing up, you had real individuals in the street who you could just, you know, like I told you on the last show, some people seen them as bad dudes.
Right.
But they was doing more than politicians, pastors, principals, preachers, and all that.
Have you seen Moonlight? That movie Moonlight?
No, ma'am.
That was shot, you all should definitely see it. It was shot in the Pork and Beans.
Okay.
And is based on a story of a young man, Terrell McCraney, who's lived in the Beans, and he's a playwright. And then Barry Jenkins, who's the director, also grew up in the Beans.
Uh-huh.
They didn't know each other. But it's a story about a young man that is growing up, you know, in Liberty City, and how his life takes many, many changes.
Yeah.
And I think that you will resonate with the movie. There are parts of it that are, I don't want to give it away, but he's wrestling with his sexuality, which is, it's a lot of people want to make it the biggest part, but it really, and by no means, is the biggest part of this film.
Uh-huh.
And particularly for someone who is from the Beans and from that experience, I think it'd be great for you and be a great tool. Because I think a lot of young people are in that situation. And the lead in the film, when I got a chance to interview the directors, I told him I felt like, you know, had he not been in that experience, he would have grown up to be, you know, Dennis Rodman or somebody. He was, you know, kind of young and gangly, and he wasn't like the cool kid,
uh-huh.
you know. And so he and his mother was a crackhead. It was just, he had really bad experiences through his life, and it shaped who he became as an adult. So you know, the movie takes you through his three stages of his life. And he had, there's a one character, there's a drug dealer that stepped up, you know, and became his role model and his mentor.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a lot of people, particularly those of a lighter hue than us, say that, you know, are just like, you know, amazed and shocked that this drug dealer, you know, became his mentor. But just like you say, you know, in our community, those brothers stood in the space for people who did not, you know, for young children, in many cases, who did not have parents at home.
Yes.
Or whose mothers were strung out and there was nobody in that place for them. So, and you're doing that work now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just to make a notation that, you know, we have to do better, because there are a lot of kids on the Overtown sector that attends Booker T. Washington Senior High homeless.
Yeah.
And how we have lost our focus.
Completely and totally.
There are some buildings abandoned. The commissioners need to get together. Children need to have a safe haven.
Yeah.
You know.
So how do, I know you mentioned to me in the green room that you have some politicians on board that are supporting.
Yes.
So who are you working with?
Commissioner Suarez from the city of Miami,
mm-hmm.
Commissioner Edmondson from the county,
And so have you, you know, as part of this, have you had the opportunity, you know, for everybody to kind of sit down and, for lack of a better word, vomit it out like we do here on this show a lot of times. It's just really kind of put it all out on the table to kind of figure out where do we start. It's so big.
Correct.
The issues that we are facing, period, before pre-Trump are huge. Post-Trump, it's a whole nother thing.
Correct.
So where do you stand in that place?
Well, at this point, we've reached out to different politicians, waiting on, and also we spoke with Commissioner Moss on the South End, and excuse me, Keone McGee, that represented Keone McGee is on board, and Cynthia Stafford as well. They are playing a major role because, you know, down south on the South End is just as bad or worse as it is up on this end.
Yeah.
So don't take my life and let me live. It's just moving abroad. And everybody's receptive. Everybody wants to have a initiative, something they could base upon, not just talking about the circumstances, but being a part of a solution.
Right.
We have to start somewhere.
Blaze, what do you hope comes out of bringing, you know, politicians and people from the community and Terry together with this organization? What is your end game?
I just want real life results. We losing too many kids to the streets. We losing them to the system. Either the ones who life is being taken away, you got other kids who being sent to the system. Now they got to face the rest of their life and let the judicial system deal with them. So it's a lose-lose situation.
Man.
Deal with our race, because it's all, you know, our skin color is all the same race. We all come from the same thing. So I just hope and pray that it's just all good come out of this. The senseless violence stop. I pray that everybody come out to Virginia Key Beach November 26th on that Saturday. You know, get a lantern, release it up for your lost ones, do the senseless gun violence, anything, just your lost one. We giving thanks for life. After Thanksgiving, we letting the lanterns up and giving thanks for life.
Yeah, we have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes.
In spite of all of that. So in terms of the work, will you be like an ambassador for Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live? Or, you know, are you like boots on the ground? Are you like, you know, in mentoring with kids? And,
you know, I just ask that God will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever his will is, we'll get to it and we're going to get it done.
Yeah.
Whatever he lead me in, I'm there.
Yeah. And Terry, so now after the lantern release, those of you, are there, you don't need a ticket. You just need to show up between 5 and 7 at historic Virginia Key Beach. Oddly enough, the young lady who does special events from Virginia Key Beach,
correct,
is in the green room tonight. Miss,
we would like everybody to show up at 5 so they could get their lanterns and their markers. And
so they don't have to bring them. Everything will
everything
already
is
be
there. And but, of course, Blaze have a song that he dedicated to his King Carter that he's going to be performing, and the
yes.
Conquistadors will be.
Did you bring it?
No, I didn't bring it, but it's my first song that I recorded right after the tragedy.
Yeah.
And then it was how I felt that I felt like I had to do this. We got with Jerry Wonder from Platinum Studios in New York, and we really made this song. It's a Grammy Award winning song, and we're going to put it out there for the world to get. It's called Don't Take My Life, Let Me
Live.
Let
Me Live.
Terry never heard it. The whole everything came together, and it just was God sent. Everything was just meant to be.
Well, we'll definitely hear it on Saturday.
Yes.
At Virginia Key Beach. I want to thank you all so much for coming in. I know this is a very difficult day for you, Blaze and Monica, so I really appreciate the fact that you came. And, you know, anything that we can do, as always, you know, please just reach out. Know that you have friends and supporters everywhere. And Terry Wright, thank you for stepping up to the plate and, you know, making it happen. We need more people like you to step up and say, I need, you know, something needs to be done and I'm the man to do it. So thank you. And I will see you there on Saturday from 5 to 7 at Virginia Key Beach, giving thanks for life. Come light a lantern and send it up into the universe, because we need all the good Thanksgiving we can get this year. I'll be back on the other side with some more good news from Art Basel this year. Are you involved at all with Art Basel?
I'll be down there. I got a film I just released that I'll be down there promoting.
Okay, see, I'm going to have to work with you.
He's everywhere.
Blaze Carter, you save the lead for... We're playing you out the break, and you drop the lead. Start with that. Okay, so that is, so you will come back, and we will listen to the song, and we'll hear about the film and all that.
Yes.
That is
the,
okay, there you go. We'll start with that.
Okay, we can
okay.
do that.
Okay. Stay tuned, I am. Chill, Tracy. Ooh, on Hot Talk on Hot 105. I, like, knocked myself in the head with the mic.
When the lights shut off, and it's my turn to settle down. My main concern, promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me. I said when the lights shut off, and it's my turn to settle down. My main concern, promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105. It's going down again, family. Live from Miami, it's the Tom Joyner Morning Show in Studio Jam.
That's right, family. I'm bringing the In-Studio Jam back to Miami with special guest Maxwell. You can be a part of this in-studio audience live from the Hot 105 Penthouse Performance Studio. The only way in is to win. All winners qualify for the grand prize where you can mistletoe with Maxwell in Maxwell's private party suite at the American Airlines Arena for the King and Queen of Hearts Tour featuring Mary J. Blige and special guest Ro James on November 29th. For additional chances to win, go to hot105fm.com and download our free Hot 105 app on your device app store and register to win this exclusive experience with Maxwell. And make sure you listen Monday, November 28th, starting at 6 a.m. to hear Maxwell perform live on an In-Studio Jam Miami. Only on the TJMS. Brought to you by Columbia Records, Live Nation, Reach Media, Launcher Music, and Hot 105. Today's R&B and old school.
Variety Entertainment presents the Miami Funk Fest. Presented by Pepsi. TLC. Jodeci. Belle Biv DeVoe. Guy featuring Teddy Riley, Trick Daddy, Drew Hill, SWB, Mystical, H-Town, and it's all hosted by Uncle Luke, plus more to be announced. Two big days, Friday and Saturday, December 9th and 10th at Miramar Regional Park. Tickets available at FunkFestTour.com and all tax doctor locations. A Variety Entertainment production.
Great news, holiday shoppers. Visit Orlando is turning Black Friday into Attraction Friday. From Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, you can save 5% on already discounted attraction tickets at VisitOrlando.com. That means 5% off Orlando's world-class theme parks, water parks, dinner shows, even pro basketball. Just go to visitorlando.com and explore all the amazing experiences that await. To get your Attraction Friday discount and free shipping, use promo code GIFT. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Running a business is hard. Developing a successful digital marketing strategy shouldn't be. Whether you want to drive traffic to your website, increase phone calls, generate more in-store visits, or increase sales, CMG Local Solutions can help. As your personal digital advisor, CMG Local Solutions works with you to map out your digital strategy, implement a plan, and deliver results. Visit cmglocalsolutions.com and connect with digital experts you can trust, based right here in South Florida. That's cmglocalsolutions.com.
Tom Joyner in the morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and everybody knows it's on 105.1.
Okay, here we go. Less than a week away, and here they go with the recalls. They are concerned about salmonella in cheese.
So we're just going to have to have mac?
Casa, anything, no roll?
Okay, just easy you, bread?
You put cheese on everything,
man,
for Thanksgiving.
Do you find the salmonella when you cut the cheese, or it's right?
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Hot 105.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
I just want a Picasso in my casa, no my castle. I'm a hot side, no I'm an asshole. I'm never satisfied, cannot my hustle. I want a Rocco, no, I want a brothel, no. I want a wife that's up me like a prostitute. Let's make love on the million in the dirty hotel with the fan on the ceiling, All for the love of drug dealing, Marble floor, gold ceilings, Oh, what a feeling. Kid, I want a billion.
Jeff Cohn balloons, I just want to blow up. Condos in my condos, I want to roll up. Crispies with my Missy, live at the MoMA. Bacon, some turkey bacon, smell the aroma. Oh, what a feel.
Cop those things, cop those things. Cop, cop, cop those things.
Oh, what a feel.
Cut those things. Cut those things. Cut those things.
It ain't hard to tell. I'm the new Jean Michel. Surrounded by Warhols, my whole team ball. Twin Bugattis outside the Art Basel. I just want to live life colossal. Leonardo da Vinci flows. Ricardo Tisci, Givenchy clothes. See me throning at the Met, voguing on these niggas, champagne on my breath. Yes, house like the Louvre or the Tate Modern. Cause I be going ape at the auction. Oh, what a feeling. Oh, fuck it, I want a trillion. Sleeping every night next to Mona Lisa. The modern day version with better features. Yellow Basquiat in my kitchen corner. Go ahead, lean on that shit. Blue, you on it, huh? Oh, what a feeling. I never stuck my mask in the fox's box, but damn if I ain't open Pandora's box. They try to slander your man on CNN and Fox. My Mirandas don't stand a chance with cops. Even my own fans like, oh man, stop. I could if I would, but I can't, I'm hot. And you blow, I'm still the man to watch. You blow on my left hand and not. Soon as I step out the booth, the cameras pop. Cool with it till the cannons pop. Now my hand on the Bible on the stand. Got your man in the jam again. Got my hand in cup. I'm like, goddamn, enough. I put down the cans and they ran muck. My hair pin, pear skin, ruptured spleens. Cracked ribs go through cribs and other things. No sympathy for the king, huh? Cause even talk about your baby crazy. Eventually the pendulum swings. Don't forget America, that's how you made me. Come through with the yay mask on. Spray everything like Sambo. I won't scratch the Lambo. What's it gonna take for me to go? For you to see I'm the modern day Pablo Picasso, baby.
Hot 105. 2 days R&B in old school.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Never miss an episode of Hot Talk with the Hot 105 app. You can download it now for Android and iPhone. And coming up on Hot Talk at Midnight, there are so many unstable and addicted people roaming the streets. But should we expect cops to be law and order therapists? So then why would a city block having a facility to care and rehab folks other than therapists? We'll talk about that coming up at midnight with Nathan Fears of the Fallen Leaves Recovery Center. But my next guests are the guides to all things Black and Basil. How cool is that? And so much more. Stephanie Jones, president of the Cultural Heritage Alliance for Tourism, is here, along with friend of Hot Talk Broadway. How are you, sir?
Blessed and highly favored, Jill.
Yes, indeed. And how are you, Miss Stephanie? Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited to have you. You know, I was just sharing in the break before you came in, or when you came in, that I was reading an article about Chat Miami because I'm thinking, oh, it's a chat group. That's cute. But then when I read the acronym, I was like, okay, hello, finally. It's about time. You know, because when you go to other metropolitan cities, mm-hmm. there's always, you know, an African-American
That's
group
right.
or a black group or whatever
yes.
that you can go and tour the city. And people come here and they just think, okay, well, where are the black people? I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people think that it's you know, that's not true. But it's very, very, very true. If you know anybody that they didn't come to visit you.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, well, they're staying on the beach.
That's right. Or
and they're like,
wood.
Well, right, mm-hmm. where are all the black people? And now Stephanie is going to show you where they are.
Well, you know what? There is so much rich culture and heritage in Miami.
Yes.
And the Cultural Heritage Alliance for Tourism was established to showcase a lot of the cultural gems and the heritage treasures that are in these communities that people right here in our own backyard don't even know about,
no. yeah.
let alone people that are coming from other parts of the country and the world.
Exactly. Because I thought about it when I was reading all the different tours that you do and how they're curated. I was like, that would be cool to get just a group of friends
yeah,
and go do it because there's so many. I've lived here for a number of years. But there are many parts that I'm still discovering.
And so
of South Florida,
you know,
yeah.
I've only been here about 5 years, and since I've been working in the heritage communities over the past few years, I've just learned so much about the rich history, and again, of our people, and the great pride that our black people have mm-hmm. in their communities. Even the small businesses who are working hard to really, you know, get a foot into the tourism door, but
right.
often find it difficult because they don't have the necessary resources. But even more so than that, you know, as small businesses, they're working in silos and not collaboratively.
Right.
You know, and so that's what CHAT is all about. We're an alliance of attractions, small businesses, and tour operators that are working together to curate rich cultural heritage and urban contemporary experiences to draw locals and tourists to these neighborhoods on a regular basis.
And that's there's a theme happening, people. You hear it in the show today for the first segment. Collaboratively,
mm-hmm.
the funeral home directors are working together
okay.
to put the eyes of God
okay.
On churches and in high crime areas
mm-hmm.
To combat that idea that people don't want to snitch when they see things, but in order to help, you know, curb crime in the community. And now here we have tour directors and people in the travel industry coming together.
That's right. We have to
help promote our communities. I'm still a little weary after the election. You know,
we all are.
But I don't like the word but. And I really feel like something great is going to come out of it.
We're expecting the response has been tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, people are ready for this. And you're right, there has been an absence of cultural heritage experiences within this community. And so people are ready to work together.
Right.
And I'm excited about that.
So now tell me about the tours that are available. Now, what we were talking about, Art Basel, because
yes.
it's coming up next week.
Well, that quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
We're already there already.
Already.
And so as a part of Basel, you'll be doing tours.
Yes.
And it's free of charge.
Well, no, not really.
Oh, okay.
We have the cover cost.
Really? Yeah.
Well, we're going to be launching, actually, CHAT Miami during Art Basel, and we thought that was the opportune time to do it specifically to provide, help bring some foot traffic to the Art of Black shows.
Right.
You know, in many of the heritage and urban communities. So we're going to be offering a park and ride experience where people can drive their cars, park at the Golden Glaze Tri-Rail Station.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hop on our buses. We have 355 passenger buses that will be rotating from that lot at 12, 3, and 6 p.m. So they can leave the hassle of driving and having to park to get to the shows
yes,
to us.
Lord.
We're
going
to have two loops, a north loop that will leave the Tri-Rail Station, go to Opa-locka, go on over to Little Haiti,
mm-hmm.
Wynwood, and Overtown. And then Overtown is our transfer location if you want to go to the South Loop, which will then take you to Little Havana, all the way out to West Grove, South Beach, and back to Overtown.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we're going to be covering all of the major neighborhoods, even the most popular neighborhoods, because we want people to enjoy the full experience, mm-hmm. but we also want to create that opportunity for folks from Miami Beach to get on the bus and come on over
right.
to Overtown and Opa-locka.
And the Broadway Arts District. Okay, so now, is the Broadway Arts District a stop on the tour?
The Broadway Arts.
Well, yes, please, let me introduce you to. Right, let me introduce you to Broadway. I always say Cuthbert. Is it Cuthbert?
It's Broadway Cuthbert Harewood.
Cuthbert Harewood. Okay, so I did get it right. Broadway owns, created the Broadway Arts District.
He was just telling me about that.
Yeah. So, see, now we made a good connection
right.
because yes, we did.
That is definitely an area that that this tour should be passing through.
And, you know, you're absolutely right. This is exactly why CHAD exists, because we mm-hmm. want to showcase, you know, people who are doing cultural arts in our neighborhoods. But, again, most people don't know about it. So
yeah.
we're going to be working together in some capacity. We just have to sit down and figure out what the best tour experience is to fit
right.
his
Well, you know, Hot Talk, always here to help. So why don't you share with Stephanie and the rest of the audience who may not know what the Broadway Arts District is and where it is?
Well, thank you very much, Jill, for giving me this opportunity to give all people more information on what we're doing as a team. You know, like I just told her earlier, I'm so happy and blessed that we met at this time, which is the perfect timing because mm-hmm. I could enlighten her on what I'm doing, and it make her job a lot easier because now she got one more place she could show that is really black.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is a black area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? After you do know, it's right off of Martin Luther King Boulevard, which is 62nd Street, from 62nd all the way to 71st Street. We have numerous buildings that have been painted by artists in the community and some that don't even live in the community, but we're thankful that they did come out and work with me to bring this to where it is today, which is now in the Broadway Art District. And I'm looking forward to more people coming out, and hopefully, if all goes well, on the 29th of this month, we will have a pop-up show where we'll have a lot of people actually come out and enjoy and engage in the beautiful artwork that the kids in the community have put together. And we're looking to take other kids from, you know what I'm saying, not so good neighborhoods to go see what Art Basel is all about. But basically, like I said, the guys in the Poker Bean Project, I asked them to give me, you know what I'm saying, 5 kids that I probably paid for myself to be able to go experience that. But I'm looking for kids that do art. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, have a kid to just go there to say they had the experience and not going to propel
right.
them to be something better. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for something where it'd be like a step. Okay, well, now I see what it's all about. I've always wanted to be a part
do
of
this. Right.
Now that I was able to see the bigger picture, I'm really engaged on making it better for my family because, you know, one time I had a kid to come out and draw a picture and the people came and paid $500 for it, and they were like, Broadway, I'm going to show my mama this check. I might be in trouble. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, man. I'll go and I explain it to your mom.
Wow.
Your work was worth that to the person that paid.
Yeah.
You know
that's a beautiful thing about art.
It is.
And it is a great equalizer because it is whatever the market will bear and whatever somebody, an artist, something, you know, it's so personal
yes.
that it will touch your heart mm-hmm. And once it does, there's, you know,
it moves
it's
you.
Right, and it's priceless,
mm-hmm.
you know. So for him, he may have thought it was, you know, wow, I'd be happy if somebody would buy this for $10. And somebody, and the person that bought it for $500 probably thought, I know I'm lowballing, but I'm mm-hmm. going to just offer this $500 and, you know.
Yeah.
And say, I don't want to be embarrassing and offer less.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just start here, you know. And he's, you know.
And it was a wonderful thing. The mom
and
was
so
extremely
validating.
Happy. She was like,
yeah.
you know, I used to argue with this boy all the time about doing all this in his room,
Right.
She ain't arguing no more. If he go in his room and right. say he's going to paint, she's like, don't bother that
That's
boy.
Right. Okay.
Can I offer something to Broadway? You know
sure.
what? I would love to, not just for the 5 kids that you want to expose to Basel. I'd love to give you all 10 4-day passes for you to bring your kids to get on the bus.
Rockstar.
Okay.
That's what
for
I'm
the
talking
park
about.
And ride. So let's talk after this, and we'll make sure you get 10, because we have single and multi-day passes, so
I mean,
they can get a band to get on the bus every day to get on
and they can
and
go
off.
See all that. Yeah. That's awesome.
So let's make that happen.
Hey.
You know, that's a beautiful thing. Our kids. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because it is, you know, I say it a lot. You know, my mother exposed me to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, something is going to stick with this child.
That's right.
I don't, and it was just, every summer, I was in piano and violin mm-hmm. and speaking mm-hmm. and ceramics and just everything.
Yep.
Because you never know,
that's
you
right.
know, what's going to stick with them and the more
absolutely.
You can expose them to.
And I did the same thing
awesome.
To my daughter, too. So exposure makes all the difference.
And you'll be able
I
to.
I wish my mom was like y'all mom.
Yeah.
Don't matter what I did, my mom always said, I wish you would really apply yourself. You could do more. I'm like, Mom, I don't know nobody my age got what I got. She's like,
right.
If you apply yourself, son, I'm quite sure you could do better.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, my mentor group at Florida Memorial was started just for that reason because speaking with Dr. Artis, who is the president now at Florida Memorial, the mm-hmm. first female ever, and, you know, I shared with her that I felt like that if, you know, if people had embraced my creativity
mm-hmm.
as opposed to be like, that child is too wild, we have to get off campus. They would have seen, you know, mm-hmm. the genius in it.
That's right.
And I'd have owned a string of nightclubs by now. Do you know what I'm saying? Or you know, or dance theaters, because that's what I was doing. It was a little unconventional to
right,
them.
Right.
But, and a lot of times I think we do that. We sit on people's
yeah.
dreams
yeah.
because we don't see it.
That's right.
You know, my good girlfriend, her son woke up, he's 12, woke up one day and he said, Mom, I want to be an actor. And she said, okay. This child went on 2 auditions and booked the movie Moonlight. And he's
wow.
on his way to New York
that's
to receive
awesome.
An award from the Gotham Awards Guild
that's
for
awesome.
That film Moonlight.
You know, and that is so true. I did the thing. My daughter always loved to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always supported her. She went to Berklee College of Music and became a music therapist. But she loves to write. And so she's moving to Nashville next month to
wow.
pursue her singer-songwriter career.
There you go.
I'm like, go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, you know, what we want, well, what people want for their children
mm-hmm.
And what their children exhibit are different.
Yeah.
But, you know, I will say that, you know, you have to treasure them. And God willing, you will help them on that road because
absolutely.
Someone like... You know, like my last guest, Blaze Carter would give anything
mm-hmm.
to be able to be with his son and
yeah.
let him do whatever he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so at this spirit, at this holiday, at this time, I hope that you will think about that with your family and your loved ones. Now, you said that the Alliance members curate and they offer customized art, history, food, beverage, because we didn't talk about the food. So, you mm-hmm. know, is there just like a food tour? Like, do you do like a Black Dine Miami kind of tour?
Well, actually, part
of there's another
the,
group.
a Taste of Culture and Cuisine incorporates
okay.
that food. So it includes what we're offering during Art Basel. Only for $79, if you get a group of 12 to 18 people, you have a party bus all to yourself to do Basel VIP style.
I love that.
So that includes stops at 3 shows, and in between the shows, you get to go to 3 restaurants for tastings.
Awesome.
And
are you doing Palatino's?
No.
Okay.
No. We're really trying to, again, focus on creating opportunities for the Art of Black shows and our
yeah.
restaurants and our heritage and urban community.
Yeah. Well, Palatino's is Black.
Okay.
And,
well,
and Wynwood.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
we
got to get together and have lunch. And,
absolutely.
Because I love what you're doing. I love that idea.
Thank you. And then one other thing, in January, we're doing an ultimate wine and dine tour experience down at Shipley's. Winery down in Homestead.
And you know what? My girlfriend.
Have you been?
No.
Oh, you gotta go.
My good girlfriend, Donna Zemo, is on the Convention and Visitors Bureau for Miami Beach.
Okay.
And she used to organize tours.
You gotta go. We're gonna do a fam
there.
Tour, so.
Let's do
that.
Yeah,
sure
put me
that.
On that list.
You're on the list.
Because I've never been down there, and she used
it's
to do
beautiful.
Those.
And it's a wonderful experience.
I was like, who knew?
Nobody
even
wants to drive
them.
Down there, so now
exactly.
they don't have to. Chat
I love
Miami
that.
Will take them.
I love Chat Miami, and see, and I thought if you've seen it and you thought I don't want to be involved in no chat room, it's not that. It's definitely not that.
No, it's all about cultural heritage.
So, anything special going on in the district, Broadway for Art Basel? Are you going to do any exclusive shows, or
well,
you just opening up the space for people to come and check it out?
We're opening up the space for people to come and check it out, and as we speak, we're steadily pulling more things into. We haven't fine-tuned the last two things. I don't want to see it on the air yet if
right.
I don't got it in writing. You know, because you know how that looks in your face when they say, but you said, I done learned my lesson.
You know how.
Keep your mouth closed until you got a sign on the dotted line.
Oh, praise the Lord. Tell them loudly, honey. Because you know how we are. God love us. We have a lot of work to do, people.
And we do.
Every time every time I say it in the past 2 weeks, I'm just like, you know,
mm-hmm.
Lord
do.
Help us.
We do.
But we do have a lot of work to do, and it all, you know, is from the positive.
Yep.
I think what you're doing with Chat Miami is going to open a lot of eyes to people, you know, for people who just don't even know the richness of
Absolutely.
The black community
Absolutely.
Here. I went to Bimini. Who knew the
yes.
richness of American blacks in Bimini?
That's
I mean,
right.
there's so much. There's just so much great history
it
in
really
South
is.
Florida and in our
right
very
in our
close
own backyard.
Caribbean. So tell us now again, it's going to be the 3 days of Basel?
From December 1st through the 4th. That's
okay.
when the park and ride is going to be available. You can go to our website. Can I give out the address?
Please.
It's chetmiami.tours, not
okay.
.com. .tours, chetmiami.tours. We have all of the park and ride experience details there, the dates, the locations, and even the stops in all of the different locations. That's on the website. We even
okay.
have, if you get off the bus while you're waiting for the bus, we even have a list of restaurants in those communities
where
that
you
can take advantage
nice.
Of. There's information on the other tours if you want to book a taste of culture and cuisine for a group.
Mm-hmm.
This tour is kicking off during Art Basel, but it will become one of our signature tours that we'll be offering on an ongoing basis.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And as long as you have a group of 10 or more, did you say?
12 and
12 or
more. 12
okay.
to 18 for
you
the party
You can do
bus.
Your own, like, mm-hmm. party experience.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely want to do that.
Do Basel VIP style.
I love it. Now, will that be available, you know, after Basel?
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
If you just wanted to do the culture and cuisine
yes.
and you just, you know, want to take 12
yes.
people and you all just did the...
Absolutely. And we have so many fun experiences that we're planning for next year.
So awesome.
And again, a lot of that information is on our website.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I will definitely check that out. And, you know, holla at me.
I will.
You know. Listen, that's been my beat for like 20 years. The 411 on what's happening in this town. So.
Okay.
Broadway, my dearest.
I really want to thank her for allowing the kids to be able to be a part of
Isn't that
this.
Wonderful?
I mean,
yeah. See?
Put it out in the world so the world will know you're
yeah.
doing wonderful things, and you didn't even hesitate. As soon as you saw the opening, you took care of our
yeah.
people. That goes to say a lot about this young lady here.
Yeah. And it's always those little things. You know, I was in Miami Gardens and ran into a young lady who is the mayor's assistant now.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a picture of us that when she was 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
And she, you know, I came to her school and spoke, and she just, you know, remembered
mm-hmm.
the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you have no idea how much you just made
That's
my
right.
day.
How
you know,
that's
something.
Lives.
Yeah, that
yeah.
you, that something that I was able to share from my experience
mm-hmm.
helped you.
That's
I mean,
right.
and that is what, you know, God gave us to give. So
Absolutely.
I'm so glad that you all are definitely doing the work and sharing.
Thank you.
And
so
I look
much
forward
for
to working with you. Yes.
You,
more. Yes. And definitely. Because I'm thinking like around Valentine's Day. That would be cool.
Oh, yeah. We're going
to do
definitely
stuff.
The.
Yeah.
The wine and dine down at the winery.
You got to come back and we'll talk about that.
I would
one.
Love to.
Awesome. Stephanie and Broadway, thank you so much for coming.
Thank
and
you.
Coming up on the other side, it at Hot Talk at Midnight. There are many, you've heard them on the show. We've had many law enforcement officers talk about the trouble that they have in the streets with those who are mentally and mentally incapable and drug addicted, and how they end up in hospitals but right back on our streets. But this brother coming up after midnight wants to provide a place for them to get help and get clean, but the city is not trying to work with them. We'll talk about that on the other side. Hot Talk at Midnight. Stay tuned. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
Hurry into Tires Plus for our amazing Plus Up Savings event, Thursday through Sunday only. Some of our best savings on tires, brakes, batteries, and oil will be at your service. November 17th to the 20th, stop into Tires Plus for our huge winter savings event and save up to $100 on any purchase of $500 or more. Offer valid November 17th to the 20th on any purchase. In-store installation required with tire purchase. Maximum savings $100. $50 minimum purchase required for tiered offer. See store at tiresplus.com for full details.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? CMG Local Solutions can help you take out all the guesswork out of digital marketing. Reach the right customer with a simple online marketing solution that is right for you. Learn more at cmglocalsolutions.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Tobacco isn't easy. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, Tobacco Free Florida is here to help you quit your way by offering the free support and tools you'll need to succeed. For the do-it-yourselfers, there's WebQuit, a free online resource that gives you access to tools, tips, and support to help you quit tobacco at your own pace. Just log on to tobaccofreeflorida.com and see how you can start your plan. It doesn't matter how many times you've tried to quit, now is your time to succeed. Along with WebQuit, we offer a series of additional proven tools to help you quit your way, such as GroupQuit and PhoneQuit. You're just a click away from starting your quit plan. The time is now to quit your way, so double your chances of success by calling 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or connecting to WebQuit at tobaccofreeflorida.com. This is your start to a tobacco-free life. No judgments, just help.
What's up? This is Nate.
This is Sean.
And this is Wanye, and
we're Boys to Men,
and you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami, Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
1-800-411-PAIN is the legal and medical referral service. Non-employee spokesperson.
Do you want to work for a purpose-driven company that believes in training, growth, and helping businesses? Do you enjoy a collaborative atmosphere? Are you entrepreneurial or goal-oriented? Do you enjoy social, digital, and established media? Cox Media Group Miami, a parent company of Hot 105, is a diverse group looking for innovators to join our team as an advertising sales representative. Apply today at workcmg.com. That's workcmg.com. Cox Media Group Miami is an equal opportunity employer.
What makes the holidays so great? Plenty of refreshing Coca-Cola and those unsung holiday heroes who make the season extra special. Like the guy at the end of the block braving sub-zero temperatures to put the best light display in the neighborhood. Or the driver working overtime to drop off last-minute gifts. Or even Kris Kringle himself. So swing by Sedano's this holiday season. Stock up on delicious Coca-Cola. And take a moment to share one with your holiday hero. Taste the feeling.
Join us for a spectacle of lights and a celebration of Chinese tradition. The Lantern Light Festival. Stunning, handcrafted, gigantic lanterns in a variety of shapes and themes illuminate the night. Featuring our 400-foot dragon. Enjoy activities for the whole family. Acrobats, mining for emerald, Chinese cuisine, and more. Festive lights and amazing sights. The Lantern Light Festival at the Miami-Dade County Fair. Get advanced discount tickets at LanternLightFestival.com. Opening November 30th.
Hot one.